In his capacity as a lawyer, Neptune Beach Republican Representative Cord Byrd handled a case in 2016 in which his client could not get his gun back without a court order. He says it all started when a father and son got into an argument over a telephone call.
The son, being vindictive, called law enforcement, said my father threatened to commit suicide. The law enforcement went out to the home, talked to the father. No one was using drugs. No threats had been made. There was no alcohol. They said, hey, do you have any firearms in the home? Let's just make sure everything's calmed down. He said, yes, turned over the firearms. A few days pass. He goes to get them back. And then he said, we wanted a court order. So he hired an attorney, filed the court order, and the sheriff's office came in and had no objection. They didn't say, hey, we still think there's a problem. They just didn't object.
To get his gun back, Byrd's client had to pay a court filing fee of $400 and thousands of dollars more in attorney's fees.
Part of my legal practice, and when people call me, one of the first questions I ask them is, what is the value of the firearm? And when I explain to them what it costs to go to court, what it costs to pay an attorney, it ends up being cheaper to forfeit that firearm and go purchase a new one, because there's nothing prohibiting them from then buying another firearm, because once again, they haven't been convicted of anything. There are no pending charges.
So Byrd wants to repeal the so-called breach of the peace statute as it relates to law enforcement returning property, firearms and pistols in particular.
Many times law enforcement will be called to a scene, will be called to defuse a scene, sometimes come out for a safety call, and as part of that procedure will take a firearm or retain a firearm for a period of time. So they then use the breach of the peace statute as a catch-all to then require a court order for the return of that firearm when no criminal charges have been filed. So what has happened, that is treated a class of property different than we treat any other class of property in Florida.
Some lawmakers expressed concerns about domestic violence cases, which Byrd insists would not fall under returning property under this breach of the peace statute. He says that would be another process because the defendant received a civil injunction, also known as a restraining order. Still, Miami Democratic Representative Cynthia Stafford says some domestic violence disturbances could fall under breaching the peace. That's because law enforcement may respond to a call disturbing the peace involving an abuser who may not be charged with a crime.
What if there is no civil injunction or no type of protection order in place, and there's a 911 call, domestic violence, there's a weapon in the house, law enforcement arrives, there's no arrest made, they take the gun. So they're to then give it back when they just had a DV call, even though there's no arrest made again.
But Tallahassee Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander says he's not so convinced about that as a scenario, adding he sees this helping the people he represents.
And the people I represent, I see it creating barriers, financial barriers. Anytime you're paying more for court fees than the actual cost of the gun, that's a problem to me. Many of my constituents have a very basic understanding of the law and the process of the law. And so they may not know the process to go through in order to get their gun back.
And while the measure passed the Florida House 88-24, a Senate companion bill has not yet been filed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.